On the 17th of December 1980, at 9:47 a.m., two men shot the Turkish Consul General to Sydney and his bodyguard near the consul's home in Vaucluse. The assassins aimed, fired, and vanished. Vrej was home the morning of 17th of December, across the harbour at 29 Whiting Street, Lane Cove, that quiet, leafy Lower North Shore suburb. The lab's holiday shutdown meant he could sleep in, sticky with sweat, a single sheet tangled around his knees. Through the parted curtains, a laser blast of sun reached the edge of his pillow. The ceiling fan beat the heavy summer air. He woke to his mother shouting in Armenian. Pulling on a t-shirt, Vrej stumbled out of the twin bed where he'd slept since their first night at 29 Whiting Street, down the thickly carpeted stairs, through the dark wood and tufted leather sofas of the lounge, watched by the five sets of eyes of the family oil portrait on the far wall, and into the kitchen. The assassination was on the radio.
"What are they saying, Vrej? Who are they saying is responsible?"
His mother forgot all her English when she got flustered, and now she had one hand thrusting toward the radio, the other clamped to the side of her face. She wore her apron, sleeves rolled up, her hair in rollers. The kitchen smelt of ground lamb and onion. Vrej's grandfather, Arshag, his father's father, sat at the table, a tiny cup of coffee in front of him, a blanket around his shoulders. The baritone newsreader's voice hit Vrej like adrenaline.
"What is it, Vrej? I cannot understand!"
his mother shouted again.
"The justice commandos of the Armenian genocide, a woman called the station, claiming it was them."
Vrej focused on translating the announcer's words, struggling to smother his excitement.
"The caller said the attack was retaliation for the injustices done to the Armenians."
His mother removed her glasses and pressed her palms into her eyes, held them there while the newsreader moved on to other stories.
"My good Lord, this terrible violence that never ends."
Then came the metallic
brrring
of the phone. Vrej's father, calling from the jewellery store, wanting to know if they'd heard.
"Publicly, we must call this a deplorable crime,"
his father said, his voice lowered. Vrej murmured his understanding. Like his father, he had followed the actions of the Justice Commandos and Asala, the Armenian Secret Army for the Liberation of Armenia, since their start 5 years earlier. Attacks against Turkish diplomats in LA, Athens, Paris, Beirut, Madrid. Today, they had finally reached Sydney. For the first time, Vrej felt empowered. From the corridor where the phone hung against a wallpaper of yellow and orange flowers, Vrej could see into the kitchen. His mother bending over the stovetop, tasting the meat for the kofte. His grandfather's shaky hand reaching for his coffee, the cup slipping from his fingers, the brown liquid running in rivulets over the rust-orange plastic tablecloth dripping onto the floor. And the absence of his brother, Armin, the one person he burned to speak to.